Welcome once again to The Business Side. I'm Alan Lytle. This week we are with Tom Wilms, the editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, the Keeneland September yearling sale gets underway this week, and the historic track is also making headlines with a new venture they're doing with the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce and the Kentucky Equine Education Project. Thought we'd spend a couple of minutes talking about that arrangement.
Sure thing. Yes, that's a newly announced program, and it's called the Equine Workforce Talent Pipeline Initiative, which is a mouthful, but basically it's just talking to employers in the industry, the farms, the salespeople, the trainers, the racetrack workers, veterinarians, and just seeing where the labor shortages are and then helping them create a pipeline of qualified candidates to help ensure that our equine industry continues moving full speed ahead and has the workers that it needs.
Seems like this should have been undertaken a long time ago. What's the timing on this?
Well, it sounds like it's been in the works for a while. They want to take their time and make sure that they're meeting the right needs. So as I mentioned, they're going to first kind of talk to the employers and take a survey, and then and that begins with a kickoff breakfast on September 14th. That'll be held at Keeneland, and anyone interested in hearing more about the program and taking part in the surveys of the employer work groups are invited to come attend, and they'll kick it off.
All right, Lexington is getting closer and closer to becoming a gigabit city. Talk about Metronet opening a retail store here in town recently.
Yeah, neighborhood by neighborhood. Folks have seen those trucks out working and installing the fiber optic network. And last week, a couple weeks ago actually, they opened their retail location in Lexington. That's on West Tiverton Way. And that'll be a showroom for their technology and also a service center. And so that was a big step forward in the plan.
You recently did a cover story on some innovations in the, well, let's say, increasingly competitive funeral services market.
Yeah, that was a kind of a fun story, you know, at least as fun as funerals can be, which is kind of the point. We spoke with several funeral directors in Central Kentucky, and they are increasingly hosting ceremonies and memorial services and celebrations of life, as some people like to put it, that are just more relaxed, more personalized, have more personality. And the point is, as one director put it, just to help friends and family say a more goodbye, where they can maybe laugh and cry at the funerals and sometimes at the same time.
Is price still a major consideration? I mean, are we seeing these providers? Well, you know, what have you heard? Okay, write that estimate down and bring it to me, and we'll beat that by 10%.
It's just, you know, like any business, to expand your services to meet the needs and the wants of your clients. And in addition to these personalized services, cremations are also on the rise across the country. I believe last year was the first year that cremations topped 50%. And so there's services there. And you can even have rental caskets if they want to rent a casket for a memorial service with cremation to follow. So there's just a lot more options in the funeral industry.
And me being from Cincinnati, it's very gratifying to see that the Skyline has now opened on Richmond Road.
They're open, yes. You may have noticed all the cars buzzing through their drive-through there. Lots of folks are excited that their Lexington's first Skyline is finally open.
But now the La Rose's is not open yet.
No, they're still working on that one, and that won't open until 2019. I don't have an exact date on that, but I would say in the early part of 2019, the La Rose's will be open. And then that same group, the Holland Restaurant Group, that's Gary Holland, he also owns the First Watch restaurants in Lexington, and they also plan to add a First Watch location at that site. So plenty more restaurant options coming to Richmond Road.
All right, now let's move real quick to the Kenwick neighborhood, and you have some news about Wilson's Grocery.
Yeah, Wilson's Grocery, Kenwick residents and folks in that neighborhood will be happy to hear that they are set to open in September, so this month. Not an exact date. They're getting everything you know, ready and still have to stock the shelves. When we were there for our photo shoot, everything had a fresh coat of paint, and the windows were open, nice natural light, but there was no products in yet. So they do plan to offer more fresh local produce, and their meat counter will still be a fixture. And what's neat, they're also planning to add a walk-up window, so folks on their way to drop off the kids at school or to work can get their coffee and donuts and rest break breads, and so very customer service oriented with the new owners.
All right. Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thanks so much, Alan.